Hey, it's Steve, and welcome to The Frying Pan, a podcast about the frying pan, an old segment I used to do on WGN Radio where I would pitch ridiculous inventions to listeners and draw their ire. Here's one of my favorite episodes. This is something called The Three Shirt, and something I want you to listen for, something that was recurring and happened a few episodes I really loved, is I would make a claim that was so wrong that it would just drive callers and texters nuts. And in this episode, the claim is that there's no such thing as a sleeveless t-shirt because where the heck would you put your arms? And I clung to it. It was a lot of fun. So I hope you enjoy. Here is Three Shirt on The Frying Pan.
Yes, there you go. It's the music you're all waiting for. It's 10 o'clock at night here in Chicago, and it's time for The Frying Pan. It's time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. All right. Gadlin is the brain behind a successful local business, I Want to Draw a Cat for You. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. Now Steve has to go back to Cuban with his new ideas. Before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. No more sound effect. he's giving us his exclusive business ideas so we can poke holes into it. We can give Steve the confidence that he needs to pitch his idea to Mark Cuban. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to The Frying Pan.
Thanks for having me, Justin. I'm excited to pitch an awesome idea to
312-981-7200 is the number. 312-981-7200. Steve, last week you had Photobomb. Didn't go so well.
No, and I realized why. It was because it was too complicated of an idea. It was, you know, kind of advanced technology, a little hard to understand, and maybe not something that everybody needs. But tonight, I've got an idea that's so simple, I think the only calls we're going to get tonight are people saying, how do I get one now?
Okay, that's very confident. That's what you know what? I always love that about you, Steve. You got a lot of confidence.
Thank you.
312-981-7200. Here's how it works. We take your calls, we'll take your texts, questions, yay, nay. You can also go on Twitter, hashtag frying pan. Steve Gadlin has a brand new business idea, and here it is.
Okay, we all love t-shirts. We understand t-shirts. They are shirts, and they have two holes for sleeves, so two sleeves. What I'd like to propose is a product called the Three Shirt. Okay, this is a shirt with three sleeves that are evenly spaced around the neck. Now, what does that mean? That means you can wear the shirt three different ways. And each of those configurations might have a different design on the front. So if you enjoy three rock bands and you only want to buy one shirt, you buy a three shirt. Each of those sides has maybe a band logo or a witty saying. So depending on the day, depending on the mood, heck, maybe depending on the hour, you reconfigure which sleeves you have your arms in, and it's a whole new shirt. The three shirt.
Okay. All right. All right. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I have questions, but like every week, I defer to the WGN Radio Download Nation for their response. 312-981-7200 or hashtag frying pan on Twitter for the three shirt. Three different sleeves, one shirt.
Yeah, the sleeves are evenly spaced around the circumference of the neck. So you can wear that shirt in three entirely different configurations and have three separate designs. So it's as if you've bought three shirts for the price of almost four.
Okay, so there's I have a question about price. I also have a question about I already have five questions that have come to mind, but again, I don't want to waste it with my. This is not a segment about me prying or trying to sort of, you know, get the information out of you. This is about Download Nation getting in queue right now to say yay or nay to three shirt.
Yes.
Here come the calls. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You know what? I think we should take a break. Let's take a break so we can get on schedule here. We come back. I've already have some text in front of me. And we also have some people that are on the line. 312-981-7200. Here on the download. Stay with us.
I jump from out of a frying pan.
It's a download here on WGN, and you know what? When you hear that sound, when you hear that frying, it's the frying pan. It's Friday night. It's 10 o'clock. It's the best hour of radio in Chicago because it's Steve Gadlin from I Want to Draw a Cat from You from Shark Tank giving us his new business ideas before he pitches them to his principal investor, Mark Cuban. Steve has been on the show now for, it feels like, 3 months. You've pitched probably
hundreds of ideas.
I was going to say a dozen.
About a dozen ideas.
Yeah. And so far, no takers. Most of Download Nation has almost in a weird way, really almost violently been against your stuff. So,
well, don't have selective memory. I recall several phone calls and texts of people who are very supportive of my new business ideas.
So, okay. Yeah. 312-981-7200. You can text that number. You can call in and ask Steve questions about his latest business idea. Tonight we're evaluating.
Oh, it's called the three shirt, similar to a t-shirt with an added feature, a third sleeve. Now imagine three sleeves spaced evenly around the neck, cutting it into thirds, so that you can wear the shirt in three separate configurations. And with each of those configurations, you've got an entirely new design on the front. You know, we price this at about the cost of four shirts, just under four shirts. That's, you know, you might say, hey, that's more expensive than going out to buy three shirts. But really what you're doing is saving yourself a lot of drawer space, too. So what you lose in money on that shirt, you are gaining in storage space.
Well, let's go to the phones. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Are you ready for the feedback?
I am.
Because there's a lot of it. Let's go to Robert. Robert, you're on. Yay or nay to three shirt.
Hey, so what are you going to do with the third sleeve, number one? Is it going to be on your back?
No, the third sleeve actually sits below your neck. Now, if you think of a circle cut into thirds, you know, none of those sleeves are going to be straight across from one another. So your arms will always be pulled back a little bit, which aids your posture, pulls your neck back. But then you'll have that third sleeve dangling in front, similar to a lizard's dewlap.
So it's not tucked away at all. It's just basically just dangling.
Yeah, you can fold it in or wear a scarf to cover it if you want. But part of the reason you want that to show is you want people to know you're wearing a three shirt.
Okay.
I mean, it says a lot about you and your frugality. You know, it shows you're a sharp guy who's up on hot trends.
Robert, so yay or nay?
I would say I'm not in on this one. It sounds like an interesting idea, but mostly just from the standpoint of coming up with something different. But I don't think it's going to be a big seller, unfortunately.
Well,
okay,
I would advise Robert.
Thanks,
not to,
Robert.
Yeah, I don't want him to think about this from a potential customer's point of view. What I'm here is working on my pitch to potential investors. So forget whether or not you'd think you'd wear one or be caught dead in one in public. This is more about, is this something you feel you can get a return on for the investment you put into the company?
You're always thinking about the investment. That's what I like about you. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is from 224. It says, it's such a good idea. So when I spill stuff all over one side, I could twist it. So I not only will I look stupid, but I can look like a pig. So they started with sort of like, yay, but I think they were being sarcastic.
But they're missing the point. If you spill coffee all over the front, well, hey, try two of the other sleeves. Suddenly that's the side, the rear side. So it's not as visible, especially if you're wearing a sport coat.
Let me go to 773, who says yay.
Okay.
They say theme parks would be a place for this. You can put three different roller coasters on the sleeves. Beast, Son of Beast, Nephew of Beast, done.
Yeah, if you're a Kings Island fan, that's right. That would be great. You could wear, you know, not just different roller coasters, but different films you enjoy. Mm-hmm. Three different Tom Cruise films, if you're a Tom Cruise fan.
There you go.
All sorts of things. Think of all the things that come in threes.
Yep.
Cherries. Socks. Packs of socks.
Maybe.
There are a lot of, I think three is sort of a magic number.
Okay.
With apparel,
well.
So.
Yeah. 312-981-7200. Jim, yay or nay on three shirt?
Yeah, I don't think the idea is very good, because from a point of human hygiene, if you wear a shirt 3 days in a row, your perspiration is going to make that thing pretty stanky, and I don't think the average person wants to run around in a shirt being pretty stanky.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that, Jim. That's a good point. You know, you didn't mention how hygiene plays into
this. Well, I'll tell you this. This shirt is not meant to be worn 3 days in a row, and we have another product that I've been working on. I actually pitched on the show called Stink Alert that we can integrate into the three shirt. So that if it is time to wash that shirt, an explosive stink packet will burst.
Right. That did not.
But it's just something we could tie into this if hygiene is an issue.
I wouldn't if I were you. I just think that it's kind of, you know, that one didn't go so well. I would keep that one.
Okay. Well, you know, this is for, you don't have to wear it 3 days in a row. We're not going to control how you wear your clothing. We just want to be part of the conversation.
All right. Let's try Henry. You're on yay or nay for three shirt.
Well, nay, but yay if you turn it inside out and you have four shirts. So you have the same sort of neck collar, then you turn it inside out with the same size and have four different pictures.
I love it. Thank you. That's a good one. I actually think that's a good idea. I think Henry's got a good idea there.
Well, a four shirt is just a T-shirt with designs on the front and back and on the inside that you can turn inside out. So that's fine. It already exists, Henry. If we take the three shirt and did designs on the inside, suddenly you've got a six shirt, friend. So, you know, that is an idea that I had thought of. I just hadn't mentioned it at the top. But, yeah, we can do stuff on the inside, too, and make it a six shirt. I think three shirt's a catchier name for now.
Okay. Let's try Doug. Doug, do you like three shirt, yay or nay?
I say it could be yay or nay, depending on how it's distributed, how you market this thing. I can't see buying it at a JCPenney's or a, you know, something like that, but maybe a quirky website.
Okay.
I don't know if the name really is that important. Just the other thing is, how would you hide the extra sleeve? That'd be one issue, I guess.
Okay, Doug, thank you for that. So, you know, the question is it a department store or quirky website?
I tell you, since I'm an entrepreneur and moving forward in trends, this thing would not be caught dead in a retail store, that's for sure. You know, maybe a store at a theme park, but nobody goes to malls, nobody goes to retail. This is all done on the web, my friend. Mm-hmm. Of course, we get a wacky domain, maybe threeshirt.com. We have some, you know, attractive models. Maybe we even get one of those three-armed aliens from one of the space pictures and have them put on the shirt.
Like from Toy Story.
Yeah, just to be quirky. So very quirky web distribution. We'll have drop-off points. So we don't ship directly to you, but we'll ship directly to drop-off points around most major cities where you then go to pick up the shirt.
Right.
Just saves us on shipping.
Okay. 312-981-7200. I have a flurry of texts to get to. Let's go to 815, who says, disgusting. We'll probably sell like crazy, though. Thanks.
Okay, I mean, that's good to hear. So an investor would like that news. Whether or not it's disgusting, whether or not it's a good or great idea, if it will sell like crazy, that tells the investor, this is where I want to put my money.
630 has a good one. Why not a tri-seer? A bra, three cups to alternate and extend bra life.
Mm-hmm. That's an extension that I also is something I had thought of. So, you know, we'll start with a three shirt to get people used to buying things in threes or buying things with three applications. And then we'll move it on to other body parts. I've got a three shoe in the work.
Oh, okay.
In the work. So a pair of three shoes that you wear any two of them at any given time, but the third one's always there in case you want to change that configuration. So, you know, same thing with pants. It just, you know, we want to put three holes in everything and give people variety and options.
Well, we got a 323 who says, I'd let that lion shooting dentist in my mouth before I buy the three shirt. Horrendous idea.
Well, that's an extreme. I'd say that's extreme. You know, you can't win over 100% of the people 100% of the time.
Right,
has always been my maxim. So,
let's go to Jan. Jan, you got a question about the sleeves? First off, before you ask the question, yay or nay?
Well, nay the way it is, because you don't want the sleeve part just hanging. That looks stupid. But if you make it sleeveless, then you've just got like a circle there.
Well, if it's sleeveless, how do you even get your arms out of it?
Well, you can still be like a sleeveless T-shirt.
Yeah, but a sleeveless T-shirt, you put it on over your head, and then where do your arms go? They're stuck inside the shirt.
Yeah. He might have you there, Jan. You sound a little flummoxed, Jan. Wow, you really silenced her.
I mean, sleeveless T-shirt, that's something you might see in cartoons, but it's nothing that exists in real life. When you put on a sleeveless T-shirt, your arms would get stuck in the shirt. You need sleeves.
Well, I think
to put
there's other. No, you're talking about undershirts that don't have sleeves. Those are sleeveless T-shirts.
Yeah. So where do your arms go?
They don't. There's no sleeves.
So they're for people with no arms.
No.
Well, I'm not understanding the concept of sleeveless. The three shirt has three sleeves, so you can definitely get at least two of your arms out of the holes. That's for sure.
Yeah. Okay. 773 says, "What do you do with the extra hole from the third sleeve?" Big nay. 312 says, "This guy's ideas, very lame." 312 says, "Go back to drawing cats."
We get that once a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
And 847's got it. "Can I have some of what this guy's taken?"
Business class. Sure. You can sign up at any local business school. I'm baffled by the idea of a sleeveless T-shirt, though. This is something I've never heard of before.
Yeah. Well,
and I've done a lot of research on T-shirts to come up with the concept of a three shirt.
847 says, "I'm a very indecisive person, so this lets me choose three in one." Mm-hmm. I like it. How
Great.
Do I get one now?
And that's, let's go to that's what I told
that's
you.
That's right. Let's go mm-hmm. to Dan. Dan, what do you think? Yay or nay on a three shirt?
I'm sort of liking it. I'm liking where this is going with the shoe shirt, and I mean, you know, the other. The three
yeah.
shoe,
mm-hmm.
and thinking maybe, were you thinking along the lines of thunderwear, perhaps?
Thunderwear, yeah.
Thunderwear, that's a great idea. you know, I can come up with a whole concept on that name, so maybe we'll do something like that next week.
There we go, maybe that's next week.
Yeah, thanks for planting a seed, Dan.
312-981-7200. I got to say, you know, you had suggested that this week would be different.
Yeah.
And you are seeing more people interested in three shirt. There is always going to be the haters.
Yeah,
and
people
there's
who,
a lot
who
of haters
invent
here.
Things like sleeveless T-shirts.
Well, I mean, again, there is a sleeveless.
Yeah. Show me. Okay. Well, you'll have to show me a picture.
You know what?
Later.
Let's take a break and I'll explain it in detail.
Okay.
312-981-7200. Keep the calls coming. I see everybody's on the line. We're going to get to you coming up here on the download. It's the Frying Pan. Stay with us. It's the Frying Pan here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. My guest, of course, every Friday night here on the show is Chicago entrepreneur Steve Gadlin. Steve Gadlin, of course, a winner on Shark Tank with his business idea, I Want to Draw a Cat for You.com. Of course, after winning, he got a great development deal with Mark Cuban, and now he pitches new ideas to Mark regularly. But before he does, he workshops them here on WGN Radio on the download. We give them the yay or nay. And Steve, it is a little bit of it's medicine in a way.
Well, for everyone, for the listener too, because a lot of times they need to come to terms with sometimes their criticism is just unfounded. So I think it's good practice for them, you know.
312-981-7200. This week's idea.
Well, it's called the three shirt. And if you think about a T-shirt, one of the problems you have with it is, well, you got one picture on the front and one way to wear it. It's uncomfortable. And it doesn't really provide you with a lot of choice. So the three shirt has three sleeves that are evenly spaced around the neck of the shirt, which means you can put your two arms mm-hmm. in three totally new configurations. And with each of those, have a different design on the front. That means you can change your three shirt over the course of the day. Maybe, you know, you have it in one configuration with the design, and someone at work makes a comment, says, yeah, that's a really dumb shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You get embarrassed. You don't have to go home. You just change the sleeves, and you've got a whole new design.
Yeah, okay. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And, of course, you can text that number, but you can also go to hashtag the frying pan on Twitter. Maggie's got a good one. Can the unused sleeve be used to store valuables?
Well, yeah. You know, you can do anything with it. It will dangle at your neck, sort of like a turkey's, I don't know what you call that
thing. Like a neck, like a gizzard?
I'm pretty sure that's not the gizzard. But it's, you know, the thing that hangs off the turkey's neck. Or on a lizard, it's called a dewlap. So it would be something similar to that dangling off the front. If you wanted to roll it up with some valuables inside, that might be painful if someone were to bump into you in the neck. But, you know, I'm not going to control how you wear your clothes, that's for sure.
Let's go to Al. Al, you are on the download. Yay or nay to three shirt?
Yes. I think the turkey neck, or whatever you want to call it, is kind of awkward. But there is another solution, and that is a sleeveless t-shirt, which is similar to a women's sun shirt, which has the elastic top, which just covers her chest, and you have multiple images, or possibility of multiple images, across the shirt.
Yeah.
And if you need to tie it up around the neck, you can always have tie strings just around the neck.
Al, thank you for that. You know, that's a good question. I mean, this is a lot of times listeners have good ways to modify your ideas.
But again, he's talking about something that can't exist, which is a sleeveless shirt.
Yeah.
That your arms will be stuck. It'll be like you're swaddled like a baby.
I've got a lot of people on text right now that are upset with your. You can't understand the idea of a sleeveless shirt. You know, that's something that
It's like imagine a sheet on a bed with no.
Yeah, 847's got a great one. A sleeveless shirt is called a tank top.
Well, that's something different in my mind. I think of those as different things.
Well. I'm just saying. 224, I'm loving the three shirt. I can't tell you how many times I've tried to put on a sports bra and ran out of sleeves, so thank you. So.
And I didn't even know about that difficulty, so I'm glad I've created something that helps the sports bra-wearing population. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest, that's nothing I've ever tried on. I'm not even sure what the difference between a sports bra is and a non-sports bra, but I love solving problems that I didn't even know existed.
Mm-hmm. 815 says this is a good premise for a low-budget horror film.
How so?
They don't say. They don't elaborate.
I wish 815 would call in to talk about that because I don't understand. I think they're texting an earlier guest.
Maybe. It could be. Mm-hmm. Maybe. That was a. We were talking about Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 312 would like to know if the three shirt comes in short sleeves, too.
Well, this is a short sleeve product.
Mm-hmm.
A long sleeve one would look kind of funny with that sleeve dangling in the front. Maybe that's why people were confused. If you think about a t-shirt, that's always short sleeve. The three shirt is short sleeve too. Now, we might create a long sleeve version, but I don't know that there'd be as much demand. This is, you know, the types of designs you'd put on a three shirt are the types you'd put on a short sleeve t-shirt.
Okay. 312-981-7200. Did I read this one? Are you kidding me? You come up with terrible ideas. Did I read? I read that one.
I think last week.
No, this is the one that I didn't because this is new.
Okay.
312 says, dude, every week it's lamer. Would you say lamer or you say more lame?
I think you say more lame.
Yeah. Anyway, lamer's he also says, really, that would look so dumb.
Again, if it looks dumb, you change the configuration of the sleeves and you've got a whole new shirt and maybe that one looks great. Mm.
Okay. Let me see what else we have here. 630 says, so what the heck happens to sleeve number three? It just sticks out of your neck.
Yeah. People are real hung up on that. Yeah.
Ungainly. I don't know what that means. Ungainly.
Well, it means unattractive. Sorry, Steve. It means unattractive and that's fine. You know what? People used to think hoodies were unattractive because they said, what is that weird thing hanging off the back? Okay, until they saw someone pull the hood over their head and saw the real function to it, okay? Now, hoodies are commonplace. No one ever looks at someone with a hoodie and says, I don't understand that extra clothing appendage hanging off of your back. So, yes, three shirt will throw people off at first with the, you know, there's a hole in the sleeve, so it exposes bare chest as well. And that will be surprising and a little revealing to people for a while. We'll get used to it. You'll start to see that third sleeve, that hole right in the front, as just a sign that the person is fashion forward.
Oh, this is very clever. 773 says three S word. And then they say, oh, wait, I missed a letter. That's pretty good.
That is clever.
630 says that part of the turkey is called the waddle.
Thank you.
And he also said, this dude makes me question my opinion of Mr. Cuban.
Okay. Well, I'll say these are not Mark Cuban endorsed products or businesses. He is a big fan of my stick figure cat drawing company and has put his weight behind that to really turn it into a successful business. These are just ideas and concepts that I'm workshopping to take to Mark Cuban before, you know, and I love getting the sort of the uninformed opinion of the people listening to your program. And it helps me kind of know what pitfalls I might expect, although probably not with a brilliant businessman like Mark Cuban.
Well, you know what? We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back. It'll be the final stretch here for the frying pan tonight. The idea on the table, a t-shirt with three sleeves so you can essentially have different branding or graphics on each sleeve and be able to change the look of the shirt.
Sure. You can just rotate it into three different positions. Mm-hmm. You're basically getting three shirts for the price of almost four, but again, saving a lot of storage space.
Steve Gadlin, Chicago entrepreneur here on the frying pan. Yay or nay to three shirt, 312-981-7200. When we come back, I'll read some of the harsh stuff. It's the download here. And of course, that sound means it's time for the frying pan. We are in the home stretch. Steve Gadlin, Chicago entrepreneur, is here with his new idea, Three Shirt, which is a shirt with three sleeves.
Yes. Well, more than a shirt with three sleeves. It's a shirt that gives you the opportunity to wear three completely different designs and configurations with just one garment.
312-981-7200. We're going to try to get to everybody's calls and try to get to all the texts because right now Steve needs all the help he can get because I'm kind of feeling a nay on this one. Let's go to Roger. Roger, yay or nay on a three shirt?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, except visualizing the mechanics of it is kind of hard. And then having a hole in front, if you had like Velcro to close that hole up on each hole, and then you ran that sleeve inside out, inside, like it was a pocket in the front.
Oh, yeah.
Then I would say for sports things, you know, like you go to you want a different number of a hockey player, all you got to do is switch your sleeves around, and you're cheering for one guy or the next guy that might be out on the ice.
Yeah.
Maybe you're a Fairweather fan, and you just switch to the winning team.
You know, the issue with that is, I mean, he really does question the sort of t-shirt engineering.
Right.
You know, do you ever think about maybe putting more into the prototype and the sort of R&D part of this to think of better engineering for a three-shirt t-shirt?
Well, I'll tell you, a very important part of the engineering is that sleeve that dangles in the front. And it's hard to explain why if you don't understand cellular technology the way that I and my engineers do. Mm-hmm. But that hole in the front aids in the, you know, this is connected to your phone. So we need that hole to aid in the antenna connectivity.
Okay.
So I'm just saying that to say, to the layman, what was his name, Roger? You know, you may just see this as a dangling, annoying piece of fabric in the front. But to the true engineer who understands the cell phone technology required to make this a connected garment, it's a no-brainer. That hole, that sleeve's got to dangle.
Okay, so you're putting, I understand. I get it. 630 says, I'm looking forward to the three shirt. That extra sleeve in the center will really help with my nice suntan I've been looking to achieve.
Yeah, it would. So it'd give you a unique, distinctive tan that only the three shirt could provide. That's probably part of our slogan.
414 gets a little personal. If Mark Cuban ever okayed an idea like this, I'd be very suspect on what he was smoking. Secondly, tell this guy to throw his three shirt idea in the garbage and get a real job.
Well, I also have a job. I'll say that. So that's an unfounded personal attack. And it's hard to throw an idea in the garbage. I could print it out on a piece of paper and put that piece of paper in the garbage, but that would be purely symbolic.
630, how about a sleeve dickie?
That's great. You know, I like that. I think a sleeve dickie is actually a good solution because that won't interrupt the iPhone connectivity at all. So we can market this with Dickies.
Mm-hmm.
That we would sell separately, of course. That you could
309 says this guy's an idiot. I think I did that one.
Yeah.
I've yet to hear a good idea from him.
Okay. It's probably an old call from a few weeks ago.
I don't understand. I think this is nasty. 507 says the hole in front. Ladies have an open there. Oh, I see. They have a keyhole opening frequently. It's stylish now.
Yeah.
Yeah, the idea that you kind of have this spot right between, right on the breastbone that is like exposed.
Yeah.
So that works for the three shirt.
Yeah, I think it's a distinctive fashion, you know, it's a deliberate fashion piece here. And it's, mm-hmm. you know, people may look at it weird when they're imagining it in their head, but wait till they see a model wearing it. Wait till they see a three shirt mm-hmm. on the runway. Who's a famous model? Cindy Crawford. When they see Cindy Crawford wearing the three shirt.
Yeah, right.
You know,
she's famous. 224, yeah. The human body is designed so the hoodie has a place to go. Three sleeves on a shirt does not.
Yeah, well, that's just like their opinion, man. So, you know, I think you have to see it to understand it.
507 says arms are usually at 180. This would be 120 or 240. Yikes.
Yeah, now this would be at 240, 240 degrees separating one arm from the other. That's so, you know, again, you say yikes until you've tried it. What a 240 degree angle on those sleeves does is really improves your posture, gets your mm-hmm. shoulders back, makes it hard to grab things that are in front of you. I will say that. We've had trouble with some of our models. They're unable to use a computer keyboard. Mm-hmm. They're unable to bring a glass to their mouth. But we're working on making that fabric a little more flexible, as we think those are two, you know, pretty important functions for people who enjoy wearing shirts.
630 says, they really hung up on this. 630 says two sleeve dickies would be like a shirtless sleeve. Jerk.
Okay.
So there's a...
Okay. I can't picture what they're trying to say. I think this is the same person who suggested there was such thing as a sleeveless shirt.
There is. It's a tank top.
But no, again, if you imagine one, the person's arms are trapped, stuck to their side.
All right.
So.
You know, we're getting off track once mm-hmm. again. 219, if you put the sleeve in the back, then people with long hair can tuck it in the back sleeve if they don't have a hair tie and they need to keep their hair under control.
Well, that would interrupt the cell phone connectivity, which we think mm-hmm. is one of the key features and something that's really going to make people break out their wallets for a three shirt. So while it may be more comfortable and more attractive to do it mm-hmm. that way, again, we're pitching this to investors, not to potential customers right now. Once we get this thing funded, we'll come out with a marketing plan that makes it look like a great idea to the consumer. Believe me, we've got consumer psychologists at the ready who know ways to market this mm-hmm. to make even the most staunch haters shell out, you know, the price of about four t-shirts to buy one.
What is the price? What is the market price for this?
So if you think of a t-shirt, a standard high quality designer t-shirt is about $60. So this would be about four of those. So probably about $260 after tax for a three shirt. But if you think about the space you save in your drawer, suddenly that big exclamation point over your head fades into a question mark, and then you start nodding and then you say, I'll take one.
All right, let's wrap up here with Steve. Steve, again, Steve has an issue with sleeveless shirts.
Sure.
Steve.
Well, what the guy was referring to, he said ladies' top, if they could turn around. He was referring to the tube tops that were popular in the 70s and early 80s.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Steve.
So that has nothing to do with sleeves at all.
But it's a tube top. Would you call a tube top a sleeveless shirt?
Well, the sleeveless cover, yeah.
Well, then how did, so you say this is from the 70s?
Yeah, I don't know how old you are. Don't you remember tube tops?
Well, again, they seem like something that can't exist because how would a woman reach for things if both of her arms were, you know,
strapped to her body? No, your arms aren't covered. It covered their breasts and abdomen.
Well, if they're not covering their arms, then they're not really wearing a shirt. I don't understand. So where do the
arms? Okay, well, I'm sure that's what he's referring to.
Who, it, me?
No, the caller.
You're the caller.
No, the caller earlier that said sleeveless shirt, and you guys got confused with tank top.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Well, there you go.
Well, I don't get it.
I would suggest that this is a nay, only in the way, Steve, that I think that, you know, let's say that something you don't understand that everybody else understands, say like the example of a sleeveless shirt, comes up in a pitch meeting with Mark Cuban, it seems like you're easily derailed.
Well, here's the thing. What I'm learning, and I'll be humble this week, what I'm taking from this is that there are some industries that I'm maybe not master of. So apparel apparently has a lot of strange things I've never heard of, and I just can't wrap my mind around it. Maybe that's not the industry I should be creating for. Mm. Or here's where I'm going to twist this around, Justin. Maybe I'm just the guy to come in and shake things up.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, you have a lot of confidence after hearing a lot of different people, you know, sort of bash on Three Shirt.
Yeah.
But you did a good job. You held up under fire. And once again, Steve, it was entertaining along the way. Steve Gadlin, Chicago entrepreneur. Another great episode of The Frying Pan.
Thanks.
Maybe next week, buddy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure next week's going to be the winner. Thanks. This week maybe will be the one. That was The Three Shirt. Lots of fun with WGN Radio listeners. And we do this every week. I've got a whole bunch more of these episodes. I'm going to pull one up every Sunday and podcast it. So if you enjoy this, please subscribe on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. And even better, tell a chum. Tell someone you dig. Hey, there's this crazy cool podcast called The Frying Pan, and it's hard to explain. But if you listen to 12 or 13 episodes, you might develop a taste for it. All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you. Be well.